ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנק בעזר השם יתברך, וסטרינגנו ספר, ספר דברים. And basically, פרשת דברים, we always read before תשעה באב, that this year it's going to fall בעזרת השם on this coming Tuesday. And Rashi tells us right at the beginning, אלה הדברים, Rashi says, לפי שהן דברי תוכחות. ומנה כאן כל המקומות שהכעיסו לפניהם מקום בהן, לפי כך סתם את הדברים והזכירם ברמז מפני כיבודן של ישראל. Rashi is telling us here that the word דברים, דברים sounds like harsh, harsh words. And so it's basically it's דברי תוכחות. Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking עם ישראל before he passed away. Here the Moshe Rabbeinu before he passed away, he was rebuking Am Yisrael, like Rashi tells us later on. And also the Yonatan Oziel also says clearly, says, אלה הדברים לין פתגמי הוכחותה, דמליל משה עם כל ישראל. So he says clearly, says it clear out, that Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Yisrael before he passed away, and was rebuking then the Brit Hukachot. And Farshim, they are bothered, Chaura, if someone wants to give Musar to someone else, I understand probably someone did something wrong, you have to rebuke him, that's fine. Two people that did something, you rebuke them. Five people, 100 people, you can rebuke them. But here the Pasuk said, Eleh Devarim, which is the Brit Hukachot, Asher Deber Moshe El Kol Israel. He was rebuking all Am Israel altogether, he was rebuking them. How could it be all of Am Israel, none of them, Bli Otsem Naklal? All of them, they need to be rebuked. Al-Khawrat, if someone did something wrong, that you rebuke him, you rebuke a group of people, but not call Am Israel, what's going on over here? So I saw the Farshim, they explain, based on the Gemara, Masechet Baba Batra, the Gemara tells us here, in Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Samech He, Amud Alef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab, Rob Begezel, Umi'ut Be'arayot, והכל בלשון הרע. רשי תז אסיר, רוב בגזל, רוב בני האדם חשודים על הגזל. The majority of people, they are suspected that, חס ושלום, they steal other people's money. How is this? רשי says, כי אין גזל, שמורים להתירה במסע ומתן. So everyone is close to himself, and he judges himself, and he said that for sure belongs to me. By Masa Matan, that's by Avonot Arabin. Everyone thinks that everything belongs to him. And therefore, Robin Azam Hashudim ala Gezel. Matan, Hashudim Masa Matan, Li'akeb Ish, Mireva Haraui lo Lahabiro. So that's what some people, they hold other people's money because they judge themselves and they decide that that money belongs to them. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Amarab is telling us, Robin Azam, נכשלים בגזל. ומיעוט בני אדם, minority of עם ישראל, they are, they do עבירות of עריות, modest things, והכל בלשון הרע. And all of עם ישראל, they commit the עוון of לשון הרע. הגמרא said, בלשון הרע סלקל עתך, all of עם ישראל הספיק לשון הרע. חס ושלום, ועמי כולם צדיקים, how could you tell that every person of עם ישראל is נכשל בעבירה of לשון הרע, אלא הגמרא, correct itself, אלא באבק לשון הרע. So אבק לשון הרע, that's something else, רשי תז אסיר, כגון דאמרי נורה בי פלניה, במסכת ערכים דף ט"ו. So here רשי is telling us, what's אבק לשון הרע? הגמרא over there, מסכת ערכים, tells us, what's example of אבק לשון הרע? Dagmara said, if someone asks you, where would you find charcoals? Now a guy, he wants to make barbecue, and he's looking for coals, looks for pehamim, where would you find it? And you tell him, if you're not going to find it, but this guy in the corner, every other day he makes barbecue. So for sure he has coals. So you go to him, for sure you're going to find. So Chaura, nothing wrong with this. But Takmara said, that's called Abak Lashon Hara, because with this, it's going to lead to other stuff. So let's see what Takmara said. Every single person is Nikhshal Be Abak Lashon Hara. That's basically here what Farshim, they give Rem is here. Said, Ele Haddebarim, Ele is Rashi Tevot, Abak Lashon Hara. אבק לשון הרע, the Gemara we just read, everyone is נכשל with this עבירה, therefore, with this עבירה, אבת אלה, אבק לשון הרע, הדברים, משה רבנו was rebuking, all עם ישראל תדעו תשובה, on such עבירה, that all of עם ישראל are נכשלים in it, אשדבר משה אל כל ישראל, such עבירה, כל עם ישראל אין נכשלים עודד, that's what the Gemara says, וכולם באבק לשון הרע, therefore, here, משה בנו was rebuking עם ישראל. And here, basically, it's all before תשעה באב, and like the מדרשים tell us, we'll see later on, בעזרת השם, that all these things that עם ישראל, before חורבן בית המקדש, I see how many times the נביאים, they were rebuking עם ישראל, not to do עבירות, not to sin, and we shouldn't cause בית המקדש to be destroyed, but who listened? Avonot Arabim, Avonot Am Israel, they continued doing Abirot, and therefore Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And therefore here the Pasuk is teaching us here that on these things, the person he needs to rebuke each other, each person has to rebuke each other, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Israel before the problem comes, it was rebuking Am Israel. Why? To teach us that it's very important that if Am Israel would have listened to the brain Nebi'im, Beit HaMikdash would never been destroyed. Like the Midrash Rabbah tells us that you see in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Israel, Echa Issa Levadi, Torchachem Umasaachem Veribechem. The Midrash Rabbah, right at the beginning of Megillat Echa, tells us, Echa Yashiba Badad, the Midrash says, Shelosha Nebi'im Tnebe'u Belashon Echa. Moshe, Yeshaya, Ve'irmiya. All these three Nebi'im, they prophesized to Am Israel with the word Echa. Moshe Amar, Echa Issa Lebedi, Torchachem Masachem Ve'irbechem, the Pasuk we just read. Yeshaya Nebi Amar, Echa Hayeta Lezona Kriya Ne'emana. That's also the Haftarah that we're going to read this week also. Shabbat Hazon, the Shabbat called after the Haftarah, which is Hazon Yeshayahu ben Amos, called Shabbat Hazon. Why? Because it's all rebuking Am Israel. And Yirmiyah Nabi was also rebuking Am Israel, was telling them, Echa ya Sheba Badad Ha'ir Rabbat Ya'am. How did this happen, that this Am Israel and Eretz Israel, it was full of people, it was filled from here to there, but a lot of people used to live over there. And now Ba'avanot HaRabim, after Harban Beit HaMikdash, it was desolated, no one's living over there. That's what the Pasuk Yirmiya said, 52 shana, said after Harban Beit HaMikdash, not even a bird flew in Eretz Israel, up to that point. That's what Hakim tell us here. So the Yirmiya Nabi was rebuking Am Israel, was telling them, how could you let such a thing to happen? But it's already too late, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. There here what Farshim will tell us here, and here also the Midrash continues, he said, why Echa, why Dafka, the word Echa? The Midrash has a few Pirushim here. We just read a few of them. Amar bi Levi, lo galu Yisrael ad shekafru b-36 kiritot shebatora, ub-10 tedbrot kimnyan Echa. Said Echa, what's the gematria of Echa? Yud and Chaf is 30, and Aleph and Hay is 6, 36. Am Israel, Beit HaMikdash was never destroyed, and Am Israel would never go into Galut, unless if the, because we did all the, we're Ober on these 36 Keritot that are in the Torah, and we're Ober Aseret the Brod, therefore we're Kisht out of Eretz Israel. And the Midrash continues here. Shalut bin Azai. אמרו לו, רבנו, דירוש לנו דבר אחד מגילת קינות. Tell us something, tell us a חדוש about מגילת איכה. אמר להם, לא גלו ישראל עד שכפרו ביחידו של העולם, that's the אלף of איכה, ובעשרת הדברות, that's the יוד of איכה, ובמילה שנתנה ל-20 דורות, that's the חף of איכה, because אברהם אבינו is the first one who did the ברית מילה, 10 דורות מאדם הראשון עד נוח, ו10 דורות מנוח עד אברהם. אברהם was 20th generations, and he did the Brit Milah, and Am Israel, they were kafir in Brit Milah. Kafru be Brit Milah, shintana le 20 dorot, ve kafru be hamsha hamshe Torah, like the gematria, the hay of Echa. So you see, the word Echa is made out of few abirot that Am Israel, they transgress at the time of Harban Beit HaMikdash, and therefore Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So you see from all these midrashim that how Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Yisrael, and Yirmiyah Nabi was rebuking them, Yeshayah Nabi was rebuking them. That's what he heard, because if it wasn't because of this Abirot, Beit HaMikdash would never have been destroyed. I saw here in the Hatam Sofer, brings down here in Torat Moshe, Daf Bet Amud Bet. So after he quotes Rashi, he tells us that here Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Am Yisrael. However, at his rebuke, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not rebuke them clear. He just rebuked them beremez. He told them, "Ele devarim shedibar Moshe kol Yisrael b'midbar." So they remember what he did in the midbar. Said of Allah of Abirot, each Abira was telling them, beremez, was hinting to them that you remember in the Midbar he did so and so, Ba'araba he did so and so, Motsuf he did so and so. He was rebuking them. Bilabalu bin Tufa rebuking him on the man, and Avon Aigel, all the Abirot that Am Israel they did in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking them. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not tell them all these Abirot clearly out. He didn't say it out. Only he hinted to the Am Israel. He sees here the Hatam Sofer. He said he's bothered. He said al-Khawrat kashe hare lekaman pirash ba'er hetev b'shebaim lashon kol ha-Torah v'chol avonotam ולא תמין מהם מעשי המרגלים, ולא מעשי העגל, ולא מחלוקתו של קורח. ואיך יאמר כאן שמפני כבודן של ישראל לא פרשה? Said, I don't understand. You see later on that Moshe Rabbeinu, he tells Am Israel every single step of what they did in the 40 years. And he told them also about all the Abirot that they did. But clearly, straight out, he told them he did Avon Aigel with all the details of Avon Aigel, all the details of Mahloket Korah. He told them everything. So how come here, what Rashi is telling us here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not want to embarrass Am Israel. Therefore, he only hinted to them that they did Abirot. You see it in Parashat Vat Hanan, next Parashat, and also this week, Parashat also. Moshe was rebuking Am Israel straight out. So what's going on over here? Ve'ulam, he says here, Hatam Sofer, Berashi katab ha-kavana shelo haya mochichan ad lefne moto, ve'lamad ken min Yaakov v'chen b'David. So Rashi later on, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was rebuking Am Israel at the end of his lifetime, and he learned to rebuke Am Israel only at the end of his lifetime. And he learned this from Yaakov Abino, he learned from David HaMelech, like Rashi explains from the Midrashim. V'anen hazeh gam ken sarich habana. Said, also this pirush, also you need explanation. Ech yitachin shelo haya Moshe mochiach at Israel ad kodem moto. All the 40 years he sees Am Israel doing Abirot, he doesn't rebuke them. There's Muzbam Natura, ochiach tochiach tamitecha. How come he did not rebuke them only at before he passed away? He came here to rebuke them. Ele debarim. V'ach ha'anyan kachu. Ki be'emet hu haya mochichan kol yamav. Ach rak beremez be'alma. She'ergishu be'atzmam be'anyanehem. Ki chen yoter nechnas be'lep shom'av. Ke'asher yergish shehu mochicho beremez. Me'asher yomar lo kach ha'asita ve'kach ha'tata. ועוד פן יבעטו וימרדו בו. כעניין שאמרו, המכה בינו גדול, עובר על לפני עבר לאותם מכשול. So he says, all the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Israel for sure, he was rebuking them. הוכיחת, הוכיחת עמיתיך. However, like the פסוק said, ולא תצא עליו חטא. Don't make him feel that he did the עבירה, ולא תצא עליו חטא. אלא, you have to hint to him that he did עבירה, and let him decide on his own. Your mitzvah, you have to rebuke him, you have to remind him that he did Abirah, you have to do teshuvah for it. Then that's he steps in, and that person himself, he has to step in and to talk to himself, to do Hishbon Nefesh, he's going to see that he did Abirah, then he's going to stop doing it. So he says here, he said, that's Anian also what Hakim tells us, that the same exact reason why Halakha says that a father is not allowed to hit his son if he's adult, he's not allowed to hit him. If he's young and he knows, the father knows that the son is not going to hit back to his father, then the times of the Gemara, they say, yeah, he could hit him. But after he grew up, now maybe the son's gonna hit back his father. If someone, he hits his father, then is hayab mita, hayab chenek. And therefore, who caused him to do that Abira? You, the father. Why are you hitting your son? And you know, he might pay you back. He might kick you back, also your son. So you caused him to do Abira. Therefore, Halakha says, a father is not allowed to hit his son, even if he wants to rebuke him. He's not allowed to. Why? Same idea. And here also, Moshe Rabbeinu, a similar idea. He did not want to tell them clearly that they did Abira. Why? Because they might argue, they might be bo'et by Moshe Rabbeinu, they might tell them, we don't care about what you say, and then they're going to do even bigger Abira. Therefore, only he was hinting to them that they did Abira. V'alkein, kol 40 shana haya mukhihan b'remez. However, בנסיעה האחרונה תרם הכניסם לארץ ישראל תרם מות משה, אז הבין משה שראוי לקבס כל ישראל ולהוכיחם על פניהם לפרוט עוונותיהם בפניהם, ככן עמד מיעקב אבינו. So therefore, he said the עם ישראל, when משה רבנו saw that he's going to pass away and he's not going to go with them to ארץ ישראל, now he learned from Yaakov Abinu. He gathered all of Am Israel. He gathered all Israel. He gathered all of Am Israel, and now he rebuked them and with all the details, all the abirot they did. Why? Because now no one's gonna rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, because they know that really Moshe Rabbeinu has no interest in rebuking them. Only the Shem Shemayim is rebuking them. If he was rebuking them before, probably he has interest, he wants us to respect him, he wants something, he's looking for something, but now he knows he's going to die. So now they're going to accept his words, and sort of they're going to accept it also sort of like tzava'a, like a will, a person leaves a will, that the people, they listen to a will more than the Torah. But therefore, said here Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Israel, before he passed away. That's he learned from Yaakov Abinu. Now he was rebuking them with all the details. And that's what the Pasuk tells us here. ומניין אלה דברים הוא עולה למניין 40 חסיר אחת, כמו שדרשו חזל בלמתת מלאכות. Said, when the Torah tells us here, אלה דברים, said, we have very similar Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara tells us over there, how do you know that you have 39 מלאכות on Shabbat? They said, because אלה דברים אשר סבא אדוני לעשות אותם, ששת ימים תעשה מלאכה. רק בפסוק פרשת ויקהל, אלה דברים, the Gemara said, אלה is גימטריה 36. דבר is one, is also one more דבר, that's 37. דברים, it's another two. Now they have 36, 37, plus two, they have 39. From here we learn that we have what? From here we learn that we have 39 מלאכות. So that's here exactly what the Torah uses, same exact language here by us, Eleh Debarim, to teach us that kol lametet shana shenas'u b'medbar, deber Moshe el kol Israel b'remez, v'amar lahem b'medbar, b'araba, motzuf, v'paran, b'ntofel. However, v'hi b'arba'im shana, v'ahad asar chodesh, v'ahad lachodesh, a month and a week before he passed away, Moshe Rabbeinu, now, he told them everything. Hoil Moshe be'er et ha-Torah hazot ve'lo stir klum mishum kevodam. Ve'al zeh pirash rashi ki lamad ken mi'akob. So that's here. It's a beautiful remez. The Hatam Sofer is telling us here that ele ha-debarim asher deber Moshe el kol Israel. Ele ha-debarim, that's 39. That teach us all the 39 years that Am Israel, they were in the Midbar, asher deber Moshe el kol Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Israel, but how? Not b'firush, ela b'remez. במדבר, בערבה, מוצוף. That's how he was rebuking them all the אלה דברים, 39 years. However, והיא ב-40 שנה, and the 40th year that משה רבינו saw that he's gonna die, now he learned from יעקב אבינו, הואיל משה באר את התורה, he told them all the details about their עבירות. Why? Because that's what he learned from יעקב אבינו before he passed away, he rebuked them בפירוש in all their עבירות. That's here what a beautiful פירוש שהחתן סופר tells us. But I saw also the Sefer Mayana Shel Torah. It brings also a different pirush. Said, "Chaora, what's the point? Moshe Rabbeinu here is only hinting to Am Israel to do teshuva on their sins." You see, and later on, he tells them all the details. Same question that Hatan Sofer asked. He said, he says here the Mayana Shel Torah. He says, "Biram matzino b'medrash shekevan sheshamu b'nei Israel debrei tochacha miyad hazru b'teshuva shelema v'amitit." So he says here, we saw in the Midrash that once Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Am Israel here in this week's parasha, Beremez, he hinted to them, to their sin, and they did teshuvah, so he said they did teshuvah mi'ahava. And the Gemara tells us Masechet Yoma, any person who does teshuvah mi'ahava, all his avirot they turn into mitzvot. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, that he saw that he rebuked them beremez, he only hinted to them that they did all these avirot, and Am Israel they did teshuvah on them mi'ahava. Now Moshe, he realizes and he saw that all their abirot now turned into mitzvot. He said, now if all these abirot now they became mitzvot, now it's okay to sit down and give them all the details of their abirot. Why? Because all these details, they're turning into mitzvot. So now really Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaper kibudan shel Israel. He's not telling Am Israel about their sins, Adraba. He's telling them about their mitzvot, because all the sins, they turned into mitzvot. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is ma'arich b'chvodan shel Israel. Until now, he was rebuking them b'remez p'nei k'vodan shel Israel. But after they did teshuvah, and teshuvah me'ahava, zedonot ne'esot k'zchuyot. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, if that's the case, now I can tell them all the avirot with details. That's a fear, and that's a beautiful pirush that here the Ma'ana and the Torah tells us. And Megillat Echa that we're going to read on Tisha B'Av, also it has many things in the Megillah. Obviously, we cannot cover the whole Megillah. However, we have one pasuk that we have interesting midrash on it. And we'll start from the pasuk. The pasuk said, "Hayu tzareha lerosh oyebeha shalu, ki Adonai hogah al rop shayha." Olaleha alechu shebi lefnetzar. Pasuk is telling us here, hayu tzareha lerosh. What hayu tzareha lerosh? All the enemies, they became all in high position. They became all important and high position people. Oyebeha shalu. All the enemies of Am Israel, they sat down b'shalva. Sat down quiet and menuha and roga. No one's bothering them. Why did this happen? Ki Adonai hogah al rop pesha'iha. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was punishing Knesset Israel on our sins. Therefore, the enemies, they became rosh. Olaleha halichu shebi lefnei tzar. And all the olalim, the kids and the babies of Am Israel back at Harban Beit HaMikdash, halichu shebi lefnei tzar. All the enemies, they took them as they took them b'shebi, took them in captivity, and why? Because of our sins. That's here what the pasuk is telling us here. And I saw here in the Pirush Harishon Letzion, which is the Or HaChaim Kadosh, he tells us here. He said, "Dehainu shehashem oseh ze kedei sheiru veidagu leshalem rop pesha'iha." והראיה גם כן שהשם הוגע ערו פשעיה שהרי עולליה הלכו שבי לפני צר כמו פשעם של העוללים אלא ודאי כי אדוני הוגע ערו פשעיה. He said, you should know that all this that happened, that the enemies, they became all in high position and they sat בשלווה and ברוגע, that's only because of our sins, Am Israel. Why? Because if you're going to tell me not because of our sins, because maybe their time came that they should become up high, all the enemies. They said, why olaleha alechu sabi lefnetzar? Why all the babies, they were kidnapped into captivity? Why the kidnapped? What they do? Ma pesha'am mahatatam. Ela, for sure it was for our sins. And many, many avirot, the Gemara tells us, that because of avonot of the parents, the kids, they are lucky. The kids, they pay for the avirot of their parents. So here, interesting midrash. Tells us here in Megillat Echa, here in Parasha Aleph, Siman Lamed Beit, Ki Adonai hogah al rop pesha'iha, olaleha halichu shebi lefnei tzar, Amar Bihuda, bo uru kama habibin tinukot lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciate and he loves tinukot shel Beit Rabban. The babies, that the kids of Am Israel, that they learn Torah, because their Torah is pure Torah. They don't have avirot. How do you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves their Torah? Because the Gemara, the Midrash says here, Galita Sanhedrin velo galita shechina ammahim. When the Sanhedrin, they went to Galut, they're not functioning anymore in Beit HaMikdash, Shechina is still in Beit HaMikdash. Galu mishmarot velo galita shechina ammahim. All the mishmarot kehuna, mishmarot leviyad, all of them, they went into Galut, but still Beit HaMikdash, the Shechina is still over there. however, וכיוון שגלו תנוקות, גלתה שכינה מהם. הדאוד הכתיב, עולליה הליכו שביא לפני צער, מיד ויצאים בציון כל הדרה. Once the babies and the kids of עם ישראל, they went into גלות, right away the פסוק said, ויצאים בציון כל הדרה, all the הדר, all the כבוד, that בציון and ירושלים had, which is the שכינה, left. So you see from here that all the how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Torah that the kids they learn. That's the nakot shel Beit Rabban, Torah shelahem, hebel pihem, hebel pihem shel tenakot shein bohet. That's what the Gemara, what the Midrash tells us. Also the Gemara also speaks about it. Eno dome habal sheyesh bohet lehabal shein bohet. And that's how the kids, when they learn Torah, their Torah is very important. But the Midrash here tells us, ki Adonai hogah al rop pesha'eha. יאכול על מגן? Could you tell me, could it be that הקדוש ברוך הוא he send עם ישראל נגלות for no reason, על מגן? תלמוד לומר, על רוב פשעיה. Here the pasuk is teaching us that the reason why we went into galut only because of our sins. Don't think that we went to galut for no reason. Said, no, everything has a reason. Only because of our sins. That's the word of the Midrash as question and answer. And the obvious question all the Mfarshim they ask, I saw here in Pirush Yefi Anaf, said Lecha Ora, what kind of question is this? Yachol al Magan, said Lecha Ora, Mi Yachshob Ken, V'halila Lekodcha Berechud Ya'bid Dina Bila Dina. You see, they have the Gemara Masechet Berechot. The Gemara tells us over there, Dafei Amud Beit, that one of the Hachaim over there, that something happened and he used to have 400 barrels of wine and all the barrels of wine turned into vinegar. It was a big, he lost a lot of money because of this. So and he felt so bad and Hakim came to visit him and then they told him, the Hakim, when they came to visit him, they told him, maybe you should check your actions, check your deeds, maybe you're doing Abirot, therefore Hashem is punishing you. Then that Hakam, he got offended from them, told them, do you think I'm doing Abirot? Why are you suspecting me of doing Abirot, therefore Hashem was punishing me? So how could you suspect me like this? And then they answered him, are you suspecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish you for no reason? Elat must have been that he did something wrong. And then the Gemara over there, he tells them, it looks like he heard something about me. Then he told them the whole story over there. You could look it up. But you see that from there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never punishes a person for no reason. So what the Midrash is asking over here? Ya'achol al magan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisan lasin galut for no reason? What kind of question? How could the HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? For no reason. Of course, for our sins. So what the Midrash is asking? He said, Lecha Ora, Mi yachshob ken, v'halila lekodcha berechud, ya'bid dina bila dina. Abal kavana baze, he says here, Mishum dekashele, lama amara katub arrob pesha'iha, mi lo yada'at pesha'ihem garmu lahem. Ela, bah Midrash litaretz, de lo tot'ay lomar, ma shehayu tzareha lirosh, hu al magan, ולא אחד גרם, רק שיגיע זמנם להתנסה לראש. וכן הוא בכל קורות ימי העולם, כי גלגל הוא החוזר בעולם, גם בין העמים. כי זה ישפיל וזה ירים. לכן בא כתוב להגיד לנו, כי מה שהיו צריה לראש, הוא גם כן בשפיל שהשם הוגע על רוב פשעיה. ולולי זאת לא גברו אויביהם, ולא הצליחו כל כך. That's what he's telling us here. He said, don't think that the enemies... They became so hashub and the one over Am Israel, they captured all of Eretz Israel and they kicked us out of Eretz Israel only because their luck, their mazal, now it became high. He said that, which is normal, every person, that's a galgal huwa huzir ba'olam. They said, every person has mazal. Sometimes the person, even if he's rasha, the Gemara in Brachot says, David, atat harb mira'im, al tekun nabi osi avla. Sometimes the person, he has mazal, sha'am isahiket lo. Said, he has mazal and it's going up and up, it's becoming more important, becoming more hashub, it's getting more money. That many times the person, he gets it, even by muta olam. So that's normal. Galgal huwa huzir ba'olam. So probably here, the reason why Am Israel, they went into Galut, not because of our sins, because maybe the luck and the mazal of Umot HaOlam came that they should control Eretz Israel now, therefore the Kishna star of Eretz Israel. Could be. So that's what the Midrash is asking. Could you tell me Al Magan for no reason, no connection with the actions of Am Israel? That's the reason why Am Israel, they went out of Galut, only because the mazal of Umot HaOlam became bigger and higher? The Midrash is asking here, no. That's not the reason. Only because of our sins. If it wasn't because of our sins, we would have stayed in Eretz Israel, Beit HaMikdash would never have been destroyed. That's what the Midrash is saying. But again, we have to understand a little bit more. What does it mean, Yachol Al Magan? Said Chaura, the question that he asked here, the Yafi Anaf, it's a big question. Said, could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something for no reason? Of course. So what kind of question the Midrash is asking, Yachol Al Magan? Said, Hashir Kudshah Baruch Hu De'Abid Dina Bila Dina. So it cannot be. So I saw beautiful Pirush. He tells us here the Hatam Sofer in his Dirashot. He says here in his Dirashot in Halek Bet, Darush Lizayin Ab, Dafshin Lamedalit Hamud Bet. He says here, Keti Yib Hayu Tzareha Lirosh Oyibeha Shaluk, Ki Adonai Hogah Al Rup Pishayha. He said, Bemidrash Rabbah, Hayu Tzareha Lirosh Oyibeha Shaluk, Yachol Al Magan, Temud Lamar Al Kul Pishayha. The Midrash was just read. But Sarech Ayun, Mechi Tete Ya'ale Ala Da'at Shiyya Al Magan Ve'Abid Dina Bila Dina. That's the same question we asked before. Said, what's the question the Midrash is asking? Ya'khul Al Magan? Said, of course not. Said, what kind of question? Ela, he says here, Hene Keti Be'irmiya Ve'etpallelu Bishlom Ha'ir Ki Bishloma Hiyye Lachim Shalom. The Midrash telling us the Pasuk was saying that in Pasuk Yirmiyah that after Am Israel they're gonna go and Galut in Babel, they should pray that Babel should have peace and shalom. Why? Ki bishloma yiyeh lachem shalom. Whenever in Babel there is shalom, you also gonna have shalom. That means they betpallel bishloma shel melchut. That's basically what the Mishnah is in Perkei Avot telling us. That's here what the Pasuk is saying. Betpallelu bishloma air. You have to pray that they should have peace in the land. Why? Ki bishloma yiyeh lachem shalom. Once they have shalom, you also going to have shalom. Nira'a, he says, Yira Hatam Sofer, said, Chawara, let's against the Gemara. Nira'a, zeh haptaha, ki hamru hazal, perak amadi masechet Megillah, davav, the Gemara masechet Megillah tells us, that Yaakov Abinu, he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara said, Yaakov Abinu alav shalom tpalel, zemamu al tafek, ירום וסלה אל תתן אדוני מאוויי רשע זממו אל תפק. So what did יעקב אבינו prayed? He prayed to הקדוש ברוך הוא שלא יניח לעשיו מטרדת מלחמות תמיד. That הקדוש ברוך הוא should always keep עשיו busy with war, with מלחמה. Why? שאלמלא כן כשיושבים בשלווה יושבים וחושבים מחשבות רעות על שונאי ישראל. Said once Isav and Umot HaOlam they're gonna sit down b'shalva with in peace and harmony. Now they're gonna start thinking how to do gezerot ra'ot against Am Israel Hazu Shalom. Therefore, Yaakov was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Umot HaOlam should always be busy with something. Let them be busy with war. Let them be busy with something else. Then let them be busy with sports. The main thing, they shouldn't be quiet. They shouldn't sit down and have nothing in their heads. Why? Because otherwise, if they have nothing in their heads, we're going to be in their heads. Am Yisrael is going to be in their heads. And who knows what kind of mahshavot. Shibtam v'kimatam habita ani manginatam. That's on Pasuk in Megillat Eicha. Shibtam v'kimatam ani manginatam. They're going to talk about us. They're going to start doing aitzot and take advices how to destroy Am Yisrael. Therefore, Yaakov was praying to Hashem, should always keep Umot HaOlam busy with something. So here l'chaura, the Pasuk is saying exactly the opposite. והם תפללו בשלום העיר, כי בשלומה יהיה לכם שלום. That's against the Gemara. אמנם, he says here, אחת המסופר, פתיחם הקדוש ברוך הוא בבבל, שיוכלו להתפלל בשלום העיר, ולא ידאגו, כי בשלומם יחשבו עליהם מחשבות רעות. Don't think that once in Babel, if Babel they're gonna sit בשלווה, they're gonna have מחשבות רעות against you, he said, לא כן, אלא בשלומה יהיה לכם גם כן שלום. That's what he says over here. אבלך אמר קירה, היו צריה לראש ואויביה שלו. יאכול על מגן הם יושבים בשלווה ולא יריעו לנו? בתלמוד לומר כי אדוני הוגה על רוב פשעיה, לשון הגיון ומחשבה על רוב פשעים של ישראל. אז הקדוש ברוך הוא נותן בלבם לחשוב מחשבות רעות על צוני ישראל. So here what the Midrash is saying, יכול על מגן, could it be that אומות העולם, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he kicked עם ישראל, ערף ישראל, send us in גלות, for no reason? So what does mean for no reason? So of course there is reason. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do punishment to Am Israel for no reason. Ela, yachol al magan him yishbim b'shalva, umot ha'olam, if they're going to sit b'shalva, could it be that they're sitting b'shalva for no reason? Said, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu made them sit b'shalva. You know why? Not b'hanam, because he wants them to do gezerot on Am Israel. Therefore, it was a bad decree for Am Israel. Arop pesha'ayah. Talmud lomar arop pesha'ayah. That means once Umot HaOlam is sitting b'shalva, now they're going to start thinking, also Aitzah v'tufar, they're starting thinking and bringing Aitzot, how to destroy Am Israel, Hasul Shalom. Therefore, the Yaakov Abin was always praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should always keep Umot HaOlam busy. And he brings here interesting Ha'ara here in the bottom. He said, Shamati in Pi Kocho, that the Rabbi Shlomo Alexander Sofer, he brings down here, Shinoda lo, שבשנת אלף תף תף ממחית, כן, in the year 1848, כן, what 1848 למספרם, means 800, now we are 2017, so it means approximately like 250 years approximately, so from 250 years ago, so he says here, היה נגמר ונחרץ בבית המלך, פרדינדר גירוש גמור על יהודי אוסטרייך ולא היה נודע לחוס עד שבא מהומה הרבולושן ולא עשה השם רק בשביל ישראל ולא עשה גזרה מן הכוח אל הפועל. He said there was once a גזרה in that year, in year 1848, that the אומות העולם they sat down and they decided to kish עם ישראל גירוש גמור, to isolate their land, there's no more Jews in their land. They wanted to kish all the Jews from their land. However, after Kadosh Baruch Hu kept them busy with something else, and that gezera that they wanted to do never became reality. ולא עשה השם רק בשביל ישראל, ולא עשה גזרה מן הכוח אל הפועל. וזהו, that's exactly what we pray every day, and we don't know what we praying, לעושן פלאות גדולות לבדו, כי לעולם חסדו. What do you mean, עושן פלאות גדולות לבדו? What do you mean, לבדו? He is the only one who does נפלאות גדולות. What do you mean, he's the only one? Of course, he's the only one. לעושן פלאות גדולות לבדו. Of course, why he thinks חסב שלום, someone else helping him? What do you mean, לבדו? אלא, it means here, he's the only one who knows what kind of נפלאות גדולות he's doing for עם ישראל. כי אין ישראל יודעים כמה צריך להודות להשם, שהרי בכל יום היום יש ניסים ונפלאות כאלו נסתרים מאיתנו. So every day there are many decrees like this against עם ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he does something that we're not even aware of. That's how הקדוש ברוך הוא, he stops that גזירה, and עם ישראל continue their own daily life. That means every day there are a lot of gezerot, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, he does a lot of nesim v'nflaot. L'osein nflaot gedolot lebado. He's the only one knows what kind of nesim that he does for us. We don't even know what kind of nesim is doing for us, but for sure he is doing for us. Nestarim me'etanu. Ach amot ha'olam yodim kama pi'amim she'Kadosh Baruch Hu mefir atzatam. And la'atid labo yemru aleinu she'anachnu ha'inu kiholemim ve'lo yadanu me'uma me'ahasadim. So that's what he's telling us here, is that La'atid Labo, Umot HaOlam, they're going to come and tell us, Am Israel, that you're sleeping, you're dreaming. You don't even know what kind of gezerot we wanted to bring upon you, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for one reason or the other, he stopped that gezerah. So many esot like this. Many esot, they sit down and they want to do to Am Israel, but Am Israel not even aware of. That's your same idea, Hakim will tell us, that when Yitro came to Am Israel, the Midbar, the Pasuk said, Baruch, ויאמר יתרו, Baruch Adonai, אשר הציל אתכם מיד מצרים, מיד פרעו, אשר הציל את העם תחת יד מצרים. And the Midrashim will tell us, that was a Ginai, was embarrassment for Moshe Rabbeinu and all Am Israel that they did not thank Hashem, just like Yitro, he thanked Hashem. Yitro said, Baruch Hashem. You should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? Am Israel, of course they thank Hashem. As Yashir Moshe Ibn Israel, Tashira Azot, they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Ela Yitro, since that Yitro, he was one of the advisors of Par'o, and now that he came to convert, he told Am Israel, you don't even know how many Gezerot we wanted to bring on Am Israel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped all these Gezerot. That means Yitro, he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gezerot that the Mitzrayim, they wanted to bring on Am Israel. We, Am Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu on Am Israel, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the decrees that Par'o, he put on Am Israel, and we heard about it, we knew about it. That's what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. But there are much more Gezerot that they wanted to put on Am Israel, but at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let them do it to Am Israel. So those type of Gezerot, we're not even aware of it. So obviously, Am Israel and Moshe Rabbeinu would not thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for such a nesim and nefilaot. When Yitro came, he was from the insiders. He was from the Par'o's advisors. Now he told Am Israel, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for such and such and such a gezira that we wanted to bring upon Am Israel. That's here basically what the Hatam Sofer is telling us here. Le'osein leflaot gedolot lebado. He's the only one who knows what kind of gezerot is stopping from Am Israel. We don't even know. En ba'al nes makir b'neso. We're not even aware of all the miracles Hashem is doing with us. Therefore, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu also for the miracles that we're not aware of. Many miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that we're not aware of. For such miracles also you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's hear what the Hatam Sofer is telling us, beautiful Pirush. But we could also explain it a little bit differently. That we all know that the Gemara tells us in Masechet Yoma, the famous Gemara, Daftet Amud Bet, the Gemara tells us over there that Beit HaMikdash, why was Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? So in the famous Gemara, everyone knows, the Gemara says here, Daftet Amud Bet in Yoma, Mikdash Rishon, Pene Maharab, Pene Shalosh Devarim Shayubo, Avoda Zara, Giloy Arayot, Ushfichud Damim. That was the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of these three Abirot. That's the first one. And the second Beit HaMikdash, Abal Mikdash Sheni, Shayu Oskim Batorah, Mizvot Ugmilut Hasadim. Pene Maharab, why was it destroyed? Pene Shaitabu Sinat Hanam. Lil Medcha, Shishikula Sinat Hanam, Kinigit Shalosh Abirot. Abu Dazara, Gilu Arayot, Ushfikud Damim. So here the Gemara is telling us that the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of only one Abira, which is Sinat Hanam. And if the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of three major Abirot, that each one of them says, Yaharek Ve'ali Abur, the person should be killed and not to do such Abira. Obviously, they are the worst three Abirot and the whole Judaism. Avodah Zarah, Gedol Arayot, Shvichud Damim. Therefore, the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But the second Beit HaMikdash, they didn't have this Abirot, but still it was destroyed because of Sinat Hanam. To teach us that Sinat Hanam is compared Keneged all these three Abirot put together. That's the Abira of Sinat Hanam. The second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of it. That's what the Gemara is telling us here. And all the Mefarshim, they ask, said the Chaura, Sinat Hanam, it's only Lo Ta'aseh. Pasuk said, Lo Tisna'at Achicha B'Babicha. It's only you're not allowed to hate your friend. It's only Lo Ta'aseh. And how could it be because of this Lo Ta'aseh and Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh even? So they're not doing any action. So the only Lo Tisna'at Achicha B'Babicha. Only in your heart, don't hate your friend. Don't hate your fellow Jew in your heart. That's how the person, he does that Abira. He hates his friend. And he is over on this Abira. But it's only Lo Ta'aseh. There's no Hayub Mita for such Abira. There's no Hayub Karet, there's no Hayub Mita, there's no... All these Humrot do not apply over here. So how come L'chaora, because of only Lo Ta'aseh, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? How could the Gemara say that this Abira is compared connected all these three Abirot, Avodah Zarah, Gedol Arayot, Shefichut Damim, all of them, all three of them put together, put them on one side of the scale, put Sinat Hanam the other side, Sinat Hanam is gonna weigh more than all these three Abirot. Chaura doesn't make sense. Sinat Hanam is only Lo Ta'aseh. Avodah Zarah, Gedol Arayot, Shefichut Damim, all of them, there's Hayub Mita on them. Chaura, what's going on? How could it be that this Abirah is so Hamur
and so bad that because of it, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed.
Ela,
we all know the famous Gemara and Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara tells us over there, the Flamed Alef Amud Alef, that famous Gemara, the Ger, one Goy, he came to convert in front of Shammai HaZaken. He told Shammai HaZaken, I'm willing to come to convert in one condition, which is, I want you to teach me the whole Torah standing on one foot. That's what the Goy, he asked Shammai HaZaken. Shammai HaZaken, he heard this, he kicked them out. He told them, the people are sitting here on the chair, not standing up, on the chair with a cup of tea and a piece of cake in front of them, and still do not understand. You want to learn the whole Torah, regel ahad, get out of here. So he kicked them. He went to Hillel Zaken, that ger, and Hillel Zaken, he saw that this ger, he has good neshama on him, and he really, his kavanah was l'shem shamayim, but he wanted to understand the whole Torah in a regel ahad. So he told him, listen, no problem. He told him, ma disani alach lehabrach latabid. Whatever you hate others doing to you, don't do it to others. He told him, that's the whole Torah. And all the rest, pirushahu. Beidach pirushahu. Zil gemur. All the rest is only translation of this mizvah, interpretation of this mizvah. Go learn now the details of this mizvah. But the main Torah, the whole Torah, that's it. Let's not achicha el babicha. Don't hate your brother. That's the whole Torah. That's what he told him. That's madisane alach lehabrach latabid. Why? Because in Farshim they explain, we told you before that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinat Hanam. What does it mean Sinat Hanam? Chaura, every sin'ah, when a person hates someone else, there is a reason why he hates him. No one hates someone else for no reason. So you never see a guy, he picks up the phone and he calls his friend. His friend, he picks up the phone and he tells him, hello. He said, yes. He tells him, I hate you. He tells him why. He said, for no reason. He hung up the phone on him. And no such a thing. Which person? Nonsense. Who's going to do such a thing? For no reason, he hates other. Obviously, when he hates someone else, there's reason behind it. Either he did something bad to you, he embarrassed you, he did something to you, therefore he hate him. What do you mean Sanat Hanam? Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sanat Hanam. And that Sanat Hanam, it sounds like from the Gemara to all Am Israel, they were nechshal in it. Otherwise, why Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed? Why he was destroyed, Beit HaMikdash? Ela, Am Israel, they were nechshal in this Abira. How could it be Sanat Hanam? That's not, who's going to do such a Sana? Any type of sin'ah, the person hates his friend for a reason, not for no reason, for hanam. Ela, basically, the mizvah, the Torah tells us that you have to love your friend. They have dar acha kamucha. And the Gemara, Masechet Psachim, Kufiyut Gimel, other places, the Gemara says that how could the person kitreha mor suna acha, robets tahat masao vehalata me'azob lo? Azob ta'azob amo. You see, your enemy's donkey, he said, because of the load, they put too much load on top of him. Don't ignore it. Go and help him. The Gemara is bothered. What do you mean, hamur suna acha? If you see the person that you hate, you see his donkey, he needs help. What do you mean, the person that you hate? Are you allowed to hate someone? The pasuk said, lo tsnat achicha el babicha, ve'avta ra'acha kamocha. How could you hate him? Ela, the Gemara said, over there, it must have been, we're talking about the person that he saw his friend doing Abira, and really he hates him because of the Abira that he did. That means that's the only reason a person, he is allowed to hate his friend, and basically it's not, you don't hate your friend. You hate the action that he did, and you would love that your friend's going to stop doing that Abira, so you should love him again. But as long as he's doing that Abira, you hate him because of the Abira that he do. Because of the Abira that he's doing, that's the only reason he could hate your friend. Other than that, he said, that basically here, what you have also, the interesting Rashi tells us here, clearly, Rashi in Masechet Shabbat, the Flamed Bet, Hamud Bet, Tanya, Rabbi Nehemya Omer, בעוון סנאת חנם מריבה רבה בתוך ביתו של האדם ואשתו מפלת נפלים ובניו בנותיו של האדם מתים כשהם קטנים ברמנה. So, see, what the Rabbi Nehemya is telling us, because of the עוון of סנאת חנם, person is going to have fights in his house between him and his wife, and Hasve Shalom, his wife is going to have miscarriages, and his sons and daughters, they might die while they are still young. All of this because of Sunnat Hanam. When a person gets Sunnat Hanam, when he has Sunnat Hanam, Rashi tells us here clearly, what is Sunnat Hanam? Rashi is defining Sunnat Hanam. Again, Sunnat Hanam doesn't mean that you hate someone else for no reason, for Hanam, for no reason. Every Sunnah has a reason. So what does mean Sunnat Hanam here? Rashi says here, defining Sunnat Hanam, Shlo ra'abo dabar abira sheyeh mutar lisnoto visono. That means Sunnat Hanam, if you did not see your friend doing abira, I just told you before the Gemara Masechet Psachim, only for one reason you could hate your friend. If you see him doing abira, now you could hate him because of the abira that he's doing. That's the only reason. Other than this, you're not allowed to hate him. So Rashi is telling us here, you did not see your friend doing abira. Because if you saw him doing abira, then it's okay. You could hate him. You could hate him. But if you did not see him doing abira, you're not allowed to hate him. And you still hate him? That's called Sunnat Hanam. That means, it could have been that, yeah. As I said, no one hates the other for no reason. It could have been that your friend, he did not give you the proper respect that you think that you deserve. That he did not give you the proper respect, so now you hate him. Oh, you're not respecting me? Now you hate him. Why are you hating him? That's called Sunnat Hanam. Even though you have reason for it. Obviously you have reason. You're not going to hate your friend for no reason. Ela, if it wasn't the reason that your friend did Abira, you're not allowed to hate him at all. And if you do hate him, that's called Sunnat Hanam. That's how Rashi is defining here Sunnat Hanam. It's interesting and very important that a person should understand what's Sunnat Hanam. Sunnat Hanam, it could be that your friend, you want to do business with him and he did not want to do business with you. So now you hate him. Why you don't want to do business? You do business with someone else, not with me. So you hate him because of this. You're not allowed to. And if you do hate him, that's called Sunnat Hanam. Even though there is a reason for it, it's still called Sunnat Hanam. The only reason why you could hate your friend, only if you're seeing doing Abira, and now you hate him because of the Abira that he did. Other than that, it's all Sunnat Hanam. That's how the Rashi defining Sunnat Hanam. So again, we go back to our Gemara. The Gemara said that Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash, was destroyed because of Sunnat Hanam. And Chaura, we ask, Sunnat Hanam is only Lo Ta'aseh. Why should Beit HaMikdash be destroyed because of this Lo Ta'aseh? Chaura, there are many Abirot, many other Abirot that are more Hamur than Sunnat Hanam. It's only Lo Ta'aseh, Sunnat Hanam, because of this Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Ela, what we said, that basically, Sunnat Hanam leads to all the other Abirot. You're right, Sunnat Hanam, it's only Lo Ta'aseh, but because of Sunnat Hanam, that's the opening for all the other Abirot in the Torah. Why? Because if you hate your friend, then the smallest thing that he does, you already start talking about him. Or you said, oh, he did this. That's how the normal, every person, if you hate someone, the smallest thing that he did, you hate him even more and more. That cause you to harm him. Cause you to speak lashon hara about him. Cause you to go and then do very bad things to him. That's when a person he hate him. But when a person he loves someone else, he loves your friend. Then even if he's doing something wrong, he ignore it. He let it go. That's basically what the pasuk is telling us. The pasuk said, "Sina te'orer midanim." ועל כל פשעים תכסה אהבה. It means שנאה תעורר מדנים. When the person you hate someone else, that's gonna cause a lot of argument, gonna cause a lot of fights between you and him. Why? Because the smallest thing that he does, because you hate him, now it's gonna lead, you're gonna have fight with him, you're gonna hit him, then you're gonna curse him, then you're gonna harm him, then you're gonna steal from him. That's gonna lead to that's the opening of all the abirot. That's שנאת חנם. However, when you like your friend, then even if he's doing something bad, you're doing something bad, still you love him. Why you let it go? It's only this because you love him. That's al kol pesha'im techase ahaba. If you love your friend, even if he's doing pesha'im, a lot of bad things, so you're going to let it go. That's normal when people see others that they're doing something bad, If they like them, then they're going to forget about anything that they're doing. Why? Because of the love. Al kol pesha'im techasei ahava. That's what Hakim tell us. That's the reason. That's all the idea. We have Midrash Rabbah. We have Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Tzav. Right at the beginning of Parashat Tzav, Parashat Zayin, Siman Alef. The Midrash says over there, Sina te'orer midani ve'al kol pesha'im techasei ahava. So what it is? The Midrash says here, Sinat Ya'orer Medanin, there are a few Pirushim here, we'll read one of them. Sina Shinatan Aharon Ben Israel Leben Abihim Shabashamaim, He Orera Alehim Dine Dinim. See, that's the Sina that Kibyachol Aharon Kohen, he made the eagle for Am Israel, that caused Kibyachol Sina between Am Israel and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that Sina Kibyachol, it brought a lot of bad decrees on Am Israel. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Am Israel back then. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem, kibyachol, ve'nachem Adonai al hara'a shedaber la'asot la'amo, he did not destroy Am Israel. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, u'biyom pokdi u'fakati alayhim hatatam. So that the Gemara said, every Pur'anut that's coming to the world, there's a little bit from Avon Aigel coming with it. Coming with it to punish Am Israel, could be called for Avon Aigel. Chaorat, if Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Nachem Hashem al Ra'ah," Ella, ubiyom pokdi ufakati alayhim hatatam. Anytime that Am Israel is gonna do something bad, I'm gonna remember a little bit with Avon Aigel, gonna hit him a little bit more. So that's here what the Chaorat. That's the sinah te'orer meidanim. That because there's could be called sinah between Israel and Kadosh Baruch Hu because of Avon Aigel. Any smallest ta'birat Am Israel they do, now Kadosh Baruch Hu biyachol, he remembers Avon Aigel and he punishes them for the ta'birat they did, including a little bit of Avon Aigel. It's very scary. That's here what the Pasuk saying here. And who she Kadosh Baruch Hu amar le Moshe, Amar bi asem elamet shehaya Aaron notel korbanam ufosho lefnehem ve'omer lahem de'u she'en bo mamash. Hu she'moshe amar li Aaron, mi asa lecha ha'am hazeh? Amar lo mutav haya lahen she'idonu shogegim ve'al idonu mezidim. Aaron, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, I wanted them to do Avon Aigel at least b'shogeg, not mezid. Therefore, I did the Avon Aigel for them. Who she Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar le Moshe, Mi asher hata alei, amhenu misafri. Hada ulektiyu ba'aharon tanaf Adonai me'od leshmido. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to destroy Am Israel and also Aaron HaKohen. Ba'aharon tanaf Hashem me'od leshmido. He wanted to, kibyachol, leshmid et Aaron. What do you mean leshmid et Aaron? The Midrash says here, רבי יהושע בסכנין בשם רבי לוי אמר אין לשון משמדה כתוב כאן אלא לשון כלוי בנים ובנות חס ושלום. So Hashem wanted to destroy, to kill Aaron's sons, all his four of his sons, he wanted to destroy them. ושני אמר והשמיד פריום מעל ושרשיו מתחת. That's what the sinah that Aaron caused כביכול backfired on Aaron הכהן. And there was a big anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu against Aaron Kohen. He wanted to kill all of his sons. However, al kol pesha'im techasei ahava, tefillah she'entpallel alav Moshe. That's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed to Aaron Kohen, al kol pesha'im techasei ahava. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed for Aaron Kohen, al kol pesha'im techasei ahava. That's what we're saying over here. That's basically Sinat Hanam. You're right. It's only Lota Ase. But that's the opening. That's what leads to all of the other Abirot. Why? Because once you hate your friend, now smallest things that your friend does, you're going to explode on him. Why? Because you hate him. However, when you like him, Al Kol Pesha'im Techasei Ahava. That's why what the Midrash is saying, Yachol Al Hanam, Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Beit HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim and Ben Eretz Israel, it was desolated. No one was living over there. Am Israel, they went in Galut. And Midrash is asking, Yachol al-Hanam, what do you mean al-Hanam? The way we explained it before, al-Hanam, it means for no reason. But we asked, how could the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what kind of question the Midrash is asking? Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing Am Israel for no reason? Ella, no. Based on the way we're just explaining right now, the question of the Midrash is really our second question that we ask. If the second Beit HaMikdash, they had only the Abirah of Sinat Hanam, so why Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? Is Sinat Hanam, so only Lot HaAseh. Is this Lot HaAseh compared Keneged all three Abirot put together? Chaura, it doesn't make sense. It's only Lot HaAseh. That's the question the Midrash is asking. Ya Akhwal Al Hanam, what's Al Hanam? Al Sinat Hanam. Could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu, could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Beit HaMikdash only because of Sinat Hanam? Sinat Hanam is only Lot HaAseh. So why Kadosh Baruch Hu got so angry because of Sinat Hanam? That's the question of the Midrash. The Midrash is asking, no, Talmud Lomar Ki Adonai Hogah Al Rob Pesha'iha. What does it mean, Arop Pesha'iha? It means, Sinat Hanam, you're right, it's only Lo Ta'aseh. But that Lo Ta'aseh is going to lead to Arop Pesha'iha. Why? The way I just told you, because once you hate your friend, smallest thing he does, خلاص, you hate him. That's what it is. So they have a very interesting Gemara that they learned this week also on Daf Yomi. The Gemara tells us here, Masechet Sanhedrin, דף זין עמוד א', ההוא דהבה כאמר ואזיל, there was a person who was walking and saying, כי רחמתין הבה עזיזה, אפותיה דספסירה שחיבנן. השתה דלה עזיזה רחמתין, פוריה ברשתין גרמידה לסגילן. What's going on? רשי תז עשיר, said, כי הבה רחמתין הבה עזיזה, Rashi says, "Kishe'ahabatenu hayta azza bini lebin ishti." Once there is love between husband and wife, and between person and his friend, there is ahaba, there is shalom between them. They love each other. Aputia de safsira shechibnan al roha basayif hayinu shochbim shenenu. Then on the width of the sword, the width of the sword. How wide is the sword? Nothing. So two people could sleep over there. It's very teeny. The width of the sword is very, very small. But still, if you love each other, there's room for everyone. There's room for everyone. If you love your friend, there's room for him. Like imagine you're in the subway, you're going now from place to place, and the door opened, and the people, they want to walk in, there's no room inside the train. But if you see your very close relative, he wants to get into the train, you make room for him. You make sure that there's room for him. Why? Because you like him, because you love him. Once there is love between you and your friend, of course there's room for him. Even, the Gemara said, even aputia de safsira shechbina. There's room, even at the width of the sword, there's room for both of us. However, the hashtag la aziza rehintin, now that we hate each other, puria barshitin germide la sagilan. Now, you take a king-size bed, a California king-size bed, it's also not enough for two people. Why? Because we hate each other. That's here what Sinat Aurer Medanim Ba'al Kol Pesha'im Techase Abba. Once there is shalom between you and your friend, then there's room for him. You love him, you're going to make room for him. And it explains here the Ben Yehoyada, also interesting. He says here, נראה לי פסיעתת שמיה, כלומר, אם יש אהבה ואחווה בין ישראל, אז אפילו אם יש חרב נוקמת בעולם, שוכבין ישראל במנוחה. כמו שכתוב, ושכבתם ואין מחריד. Said, if there is love between Am Israel, even if there is saif in the world, there is חס ושלום, there is people killing each other in the world, and there is war, still Am Israel are going to relax, they're not going to be afraid from this. Why? The Pasuk said, وَشْخَبْتَيْمْ وَإِنْ مَحَرِيدِ They have nothing to worry about. Why? Because they love each other. However, وَإِمْ لَوْ يَشْ أَهَبَا بِنَهِمْ If they hate each other, they don't like each other. אז אפילו יש לימוד גדול של 60 גרמידי, which is 60 מסכתות, לא שכבינה ממנוחה. Said, if there is hatred, חס ושלום, between each other, said, even if you're sitting down learning 60 מסכתות, 60 מסכתות, you're learning the whole Shas, you're learning all the Gemarot, But still, if there's no shalom between each other, there's no peace, there's no shalva, there's no roga among Am Israel. Why? Because there's Sinat Hanam. That's what the Hakim tell us. Any generation at Beit HaMikdash was not rebuilt in their time, as if Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in their time. Why? Because the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinat Hanam. How is it going to be rebuilt? Only because of Ahavat Hanam. We have to make more shalom between each other. We have to love each other more. That's what the Midrash is saying here. Midrash Rabbah is saying, Ki Adonai hogah al ro pesha'iha. Yachol al Magan. Could it be that the Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Beit HaMikdash only because of Magan, which is Sinat Hanam? Sinat Hanam is only lo ta'aseh because of this Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Beit HaMikdash. It's only lo ta'aseh. How could it be? Talmud lomar ki Adonai hogah al rob pesha'iha. Sinat Hanam is going to lead to rob pesha'im. As we explained before, once you hate your friend, then you're going to find reason from under the carpet to hate him. You're going to find reason to say that he's not good. You're going to find reason to say that he stole me. You're going to find reason to say that he tricked me. Why? Because you hate him. However, if you like him, if you love him, even if he did the worst abira, you're going to say, no, for sure he didn't mean to hurt me. He didn't mean to steal. For sure it's shogeg. He did it by mistake. You find excuses for him. That said, if you love him, then there is shalom between. That's what the Midrash is telling us here. That's what we have to do. Eleh debarim ashed debar Moshe el kol Israel. For this habira of Sinat Hanam, that applies to kol Israel. Why? Because since that we do not have Beit HaMikdash rebuilt now that means we're still affected in this habira of Sinat Hanam. Therefore, now our mission is now to be leharbot b'shalom between one and his friend. Leharbot shalom ben ish le'eshto, ben ab le'bto. Every person, you have to make shalom between each other. We have to work on this middah of Sinat Hanam. That the bad character that we hate each other, like we told you so many times, Derek Remez, the Pasuk saying, Adoni sha'al et abadav lemur, ha'ish lachim av u ah. It means Adoni, that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asked Am Israel, I want to bring you the Geulah. I want to rebuild Beit HaMikdash. But I'm waiting for you to see what are you going to do. Ha'ish lachim av u ah. What's av min lashon iba? Do you hate each other? Or milashon ah, milashon ahva, you love each other. I want to rebuild Beit HaMikdash. You all know that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Iba. You hate each other. You still have Iba or you have ah? But no mer el Adoni, we answer the Kadosh Baruch Hu, yesh lanu av zakin ba'avonot arabim, the Iba that we have, so almost 2,000 years we have it. So now this year, Ba'avonot Arabim, said 1,949 years from Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. That Ba'avonot Arabim, Yishlan Ab Zaken Ba'avonot Arabim. Therefore, our job now is to work on this Iba, to take away that Iba from Am Israel and bring more shalom between Am Israel. That's what we need. Ele debarim ashed ber Moshe el kol Israel. All Israel, they have to be together. They have to be kiish ehad v'leb ehad. That's the way Be'ez Rashim is going to be zoche to rebuild Beit HaMikdash through Ahavat Hanam and loving each other and caring about each other. Al kol pesha'im techasei ahavat, like we said. Be'ez Rashim, Hashem should help all of us that we should be marbim shalom between each other, marbim ahaba and ahva and re'ut between each person and his friend. And that's Be'ez Rashim going to be zochim to see the Nechamat Zion b'nei Beit HaMikdash Be'ez Rashim. רבי אמנו, אמן ואמן. רבי חננה מנקשה אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך.